Okay, here we go. Five ideas. Parshas Noach, Tavshin Pei, I learned Shabbi Levi Nishmas. While his grandfather's yahrzeit was on Shabbos, Avram Ab, Moshe Chai ben Avram Abba. And my grandfather's Yusukas, Moshe Chai ben Yedidya, Rav Tzvi ben Avinasan, Daniel Sabas Eliyaz Yisrael Levi, and Levi Zuzufur Shlema, David Henech, Morchai, Befer Simcha, Begeman Simcha, Ben Adin Amina. First idea comes to us from the Mori Naim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Af. The Pasuk says, Batisha Chesa Oretz Lefnei Elokim Tamilei Ha'oretz Chamas. The earth had become corrupt before Hashem, and the earth had become filled with robbery. It says the Halakha more than Mori Naim, one of the earlier Hasidish Sfarim, Menachem Nochem of Chernobyl, the Mori Naim says so beautifully. It says, what's the deeper idea of the words Vatishaches Ha'aretz Lefnei Elokim? Then in a Jew's life, Vatishaches Ha'aretz, our job is to try to destroy the artsies within ourselves, be able to make sure that our neshama is running our lives. And then we're zochet to lifnei alokim. Then we're zochet to stand in front of the Rabbonu Shem. Our job in life is to make sure that we're always constantly trying to be able to grow in our Avodas Hashem. And specifically, as the Gemara Baruch Chabracha says on Yehemet Aleph, to be able to do battle with our Yitzhahara. And that's exactly what the Mornaim says. Atisha Chesa Aretz. A person has to always go after his Yitzhahara. The Aretz is the Aretz of the Artzius. And then he's zochet to lifnei alokim. He's zochet to be able to be a godly person. To feel Kadosh Baruch Hu in your life. It's reminding me of a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Perek Dalav Mishnah Av, Izo, Hu Gibor, HaKoyvish, Is Yitzra. Who is strong? Someone who conquers his Yetzahara. Says the Avodah Yisrael, the Kushat Zer Magid. It doesn't say, Izo Gibor, HaKoyvish, Es HaYetzahara. It says, Izo Gibor, HaKoyvish, Es Yitzra. Yitzah Shalom, says Avodah Yisrael. It means everyone has their own Yitzahara. Everyone has different DNA. Everyone has their own struggles and challenges. At the end of the day, who is strong? Someone who conquers their own Yitzahara. I think that's a beautiful connection to this Mori Naim. Atishachayis Ha'aretz Lefnei Elokim. Beautiful idea from Mori Naim, the Kushat Zer Magid. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Tefer Shlomo, which is a few psukim later. Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ki Mala Ha'aretz Chamas Mipneim. There was robbery going through all of them. I'm about to destroy them from the earth. Rashi says from Chazal, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adav Kuvchesa Maral, from the Medrash, and Rishis Rabbah, Nol Nachtam Gzardinam, Ela Al HaGazel. Basically, their life sentence, their sentencing came because of their robbery. They were doing a lot of other sins. But because they were robbing from each other, that's what put it over the top. Says the Tefer Shlomo, what's the deeper idea here that the stealing put it over the top? And he says a beautiful insight. Tefer Shlomo says, a father can sometimes get over a few mistakes, but if a father sees that their children aren't getting along with each other, then a father can't handle that. If their Bono Shem saw that we were getting along with each other, then he would. If he saw that we were having rachamim down here, then he would want to give us rachamim from upstairs as well. But when he saw us starting stealing from each other, that was the final. That was the makabah patish. The makabah patish was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw. At the end of the day, we weren't getting along. There were a lot of other sins. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could overlook maybe the Gila Arayis. He can overlook all the other stuff. But we're stealing from each other. We're not respecting each other. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, lo nechtav zardim el gozel. Now it's time to be able to wipe it out. And I thought this idea connected to exactly what we said last week. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bashmini, it says, Kashalei peridaschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's hard for me to be able to leave. Stay with me one more day, one more Suda. The Pashup child is talking about us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I saw in the vort from Rav Baruch of Meshbez and Rav Yitzhak Vorka and Rabbi Goldberg told me from the Irmahemis, Koshalei Peradaskam doesn't just mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. Koshalei Peradaskam means Hashem saying, I want the family to be together one more day in Yerushalayim. I want the family to be together one more day in Jerusalem, to be able to be together before you go to Hebron, before you go to Efrat, before you go to Tzvat, Tveria, before you go to all your homes. I want the family to stay connected, to be able to stay as one. That's all a father wants. That's all a father wants is to be his family to have achdus. And I thought this Rav Baruch of Meshbez was really very much connected to this Tefer Shlomo. Because all a father wants is the family to mamash get along, to be kind, courteous, and caring to each other. Beautiful insight from the Tefer Shlomo, Rav Baruch of Meshbez, Rav Yitzhak Vorka, other tzaddikim. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three actually comes to us also from Rav Yitzhak Vorka. Going on the next Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin as well. The Pasuk says, Noach and his sons and his wife came, and their sons' wives came to the ark, came to the teva because of the waters of the flood. Says Rashi, Af Noach mitanei amuna haya, maamin ve'ino maamin, sheyava maabav lo nechnas ha teva, ad shidichu ha maim. Right? Pashup shot. So Noach also was one of the little things. He wasn't sure that at the end of the day whether it was going to come, or there wasn't going to come until the waters compelled him to, as the Medrash says. It says Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka, a very nice chassid shepshat, and he says that you have to know where to put the comma. Af Noach miktani amuna haya. Comma, mamin. Noach believed even in those who had little faith, he believed in them. Miktani amuna haya mamin. The end of the day, the people, at the end of the day, the only reason why he got pushed into the Mayamabel, because he was really waiting to the last second for the people to join him on the Mabel. He believed even in the low lives of the time of the flood. He believed in every single, the goodness of every single person. He believed in other people. And that's exactly what, a little bit of a twist on the Ra and the Chazal here. Af Noach mitani emuna hayamamin. Even in the, not talking about Noach, it's talking about the people themselves. Mitani emuna, the people that maybe they weren't so great the entire, Noach believed in them, and he cared about them. And I thought maybe, how is it that Noach was able to do that? Because maybe, it says in Svasemes, v'atulecha kamocha. You should love your friend like yourself. You love your friend like yourself. First, says in Svasemes, who do you have to love? You have to love yourself. You want to have the proper self-confidence in others? First, you have to have proper self-confidence in yourself. This actually goes against a Kifemis Kedushas Levi, which we've mentioned in past years. The reason Noach wasn't on the greatest level was Avraham Avinu, because he didn't have the proper self-confidence, and that's why he didn't daven for them. But maybe we could say that even he still believed in them, because first he believed in himself. And that's what the Sasama says. You have to love yourself, have the self-confidence in yourself, and then you can love others as well. And that's a beautiful idea, I think, from Rav Yitzchak Avorka, and how to be able to always see the good within others. How do you see the good within others? It says in Svasemes, first you have to see the good within yourself. A beautiful idea of Rav Yitzchak Avorka and the Svasemes. Moving on to idea number four. So the fourth idea comes from the Netziv. I'm pretty sure we said this in Netziv last year, but it's one of my favorites. We had to say it again. Try not to repeat, but we got it. It's such a beautiful idea. Ches tes. So what happens? The flood comes. Noach sends out the dove, and they didn't find a resting place. What happens? Noach puts out his hand. He took it and brought him to the ark. And says the Netziv in his Perish HaLatorah Mechdover, why did it say that Noach had to stretch out his hand and bring it in? Just say that Noach brought it in. Why did he have to stretch it out and take it in and then bring it in? What's going on over here? And the Netziv says such a beautiful idea. He says that the dove, the Yonah, actually felt bad that it wasn't able to find anything. It felt bad that it wasn't able to accomplish his results. But Noach was telling him, he was giving him a little bit of courage, and he was telling him, it's not about results, the little Yonah. It's not about results, about what you could find. It's about your effort. It's about your trying. And that's why the pasuk goes out of its way to say, Vayishlach yado, vayikachev, vayaviyosa. He sent out his hand, and he took him and brought him in. Because the dove felt embarrassed. But Noach was telling the dove, no. It's all about effort. It's all about trying. At the end of the day, you did your best. And how important is that for our in our own lives when we're not successful in certain things? Sometimes it's just about the effort. A for effort. The Chavetz Chaim says Al Torah, very famous Chavetz Chaim, probably one of the top five. Shatiu Amela Matorah Parshas B'Chukosai. It doesn't say that you should be successful in Torah. It says Shatiu Amela Matorah. That you have to work at your Torah to make sure that you're working hard. Ki Adam Lo Amal Yulad. Whatever it is, we're just trying and doing our best, whatever it is in our Avodas Hashem. And that's exactly what the Netziv is telling over here. The Netziv says that the Noach is telling the dove, it's not about results. Because the dove was afraid to come in. He said, no, come in, you did your best. I'm proud of you. Beautiful insight from the Netziv and the Chavetz Chaim. Moving on to idea number five. Idea number five comes to us in Perek Tes, Pasuk Dalet. Ach Basar B'Nafsho Damo Lo Sochelu. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is telling Noach and his sons certain guidelines, make sure, and any animal that's still alive, you shall not eat. Rashi says there, also lehem ever minachai. This is the first place where ever minachai is prohibited within the Torah. So to say, cold manch nafshavol lo sochel abasar. All the while that the animal's alive, you're not allowed to eat the meat. And says Rabbi Elazar Tziv Kamarna, one of the Kamarna Rebbe's, what's the deeper of here? Ach basar benafsho dama lo sochelu. The Torah is warning us, says the Kamarna Rebbe, shelo yeh shakua begashmias. That our whole lives can't be just revolved around when's my next meal, when's my next show, my next trip, my next this. Ach basa benafsho dama lo sochelu. Make sure that your whole nefesh isn't after dama lo sochelu, about when your next buser is, when your next car is, when your next money is. Make sure to have your priorities in check. Make sure you know what it's all about. I thought this is exactly a very connected idea. Maybe a little bit of a stretch, but I want to say, it's just Chodesh Cheshvan this week. Sometimes Rav Weinberger likes to say, it's very easy to be good in Elul. It's very easy to be in Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, Yom Kippur Sukkot, Simchas Torah. But when is it hard to be emesik? When it comes Mar Cheshvan. Everything now is coming back to regular life. At the end of the day, our job is to be a little more emesik to ourselves. What's on our lives? Is there ruchnis on our minds, or is there gashmis on our minds? And says the Alexander Rebbe, Rav Weinberger likes to quote, Emes stands for Elul Tishrei Mar Cheshvan. It's very easy to be truthful to the Baruch Shem Elul and Tishrei, but Mar Cheshvan is really what solidifies and really sees what shows what Elul Tishrei had an impact. To make sure, is your head on your gashmis? Nothing wrong with a nice piece of steak, but is your head on your gashmis or your head on your ruchnis? A beautiful idea from the Kaman Rebbe, the Alexander Rebbe. Let's just review these five ideas. First idea we say from the morning nine, v'tishachei sa'aretz lefnei alokim. First, a Jew's life has to be v'tishachei sa'aretz. When he's trying to understand that, he's trying to beat his yitzahara, then lefnei alokim, then he can stand in front of the Baruch Hu. The Kudus Ramakit said, Ezo gibar kovesh yitzar, someone who is strong, someone who conquers their yitzahara. Not yitzahara, yitzar shalo, yitzro. Because everyone has their own struggle. Beautiful idea of the morning nine, v'tishachei sa'aretz, Kudus Ramakit. Tfer shalom, quotes Rashi. Rashi says that the decree got signed because of Gezel. Why? Because of Gezel, says the Fer Shlomo, the Radam Zger Rebbe, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu so was able to be able to look the other way on different sins. But when it came to the sin of Gezel, a father can't see his children not getting along. And once that happened, there was no more Rachman. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give Rachman to those who give Rachman to themselves. But if at the end of the day you're stealing from each other, you don't deserve the Rachman. And that's exactly what Baruch Hameshbish of Yitzavork and the Imam says, Kashale Perdaschem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not saying, but just between me and you. That's going to be hard for us to leave. It's hard for me to see the children leave, for you guys to leave each other. Make sure when you come out of Yontif, just stay one more day with each other, he and Yushalayim. That's all a father wants, to have the Achdus, his family to be together. The third idea of Yitzavorka, what does it mean? Af Noach, Mekan Emunah Hayamamin. And Noach even believed, even in those Mekan Emunah, even those the people who maybe you didn't see the exact goodness always, you had to look a little deeper. That's what the Shas Emes says, maybe you have to love your friend like yourself. First, who do you have to love? You have to love yourself. You have to believe in yourself, and then you can believe in others. It goes against Kedushas Levi, because Kedushas Levi said that he didn't daven for others, not for now. Shas Emes says, maybe at the end of the day, you want to know how to love others, first you have to love yourself. And maybe you could say Noach is able to believe in others, in the goodness of others, because he believed in himself as well. The fourth idea, the Netziv. What's this whole thing in Parakhes, Pasuk Tes, that Noach had to stretch out his hand and take him in, and this and that, because the dove actually felt bad. That he didn't find anything to be able to bring back to the teva. Any flowers, any plants, whatever it is. And Noach saw that, and he was sensitive to that, and he told the dove, at the end of the day, it's not about results, it's about your effort, it's about trying, it's about doing your best. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim says, Shetiyah Me'elam HaTorah, and Parshat B'chusah, in the first Rashi. Shetiyah Me'elam HaTorah means to be amal, to try to work hard. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to ask us after 120, did you finish Shas? But did you try your best? Did you try your best? The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants our effort. And finally, the fifth and final idea, the Lezer Tzvi of Kamarna, make sure that your whole life's not surrounded by gashmis. You want to have a good steak, beautiful. But where's your head at? And I thought that's exactly what Mar Cheshvan's all about. Where's your head at? What's emistic in your life? El and Tishrei, it's very easy to be focused on the ruchnis, but in Mar Cheshvan, are you focused also on the ruchnis? And that's exactly what Alexander Rabbi says. An emes stands for El Tishrei Mar Cheshvan. We should be zochah be'ez Hashem to always do battle against our yitzahara, to do our best, to have achdus with each other, to be caring for each other, to understand that at the end of the day, that's what the Baruch Hashem wants. To have self confidence in ourselves, so we can have self confidence in others. Be able to do our best and make sure. Sometimes in life, when things don't go and the results aren't there, but to understand that the effort is what the Baruch Hashem counts as well. And then finally, to be able to make sure we have the proper values in our ruchnis, be'ez Hashem yisbarach.